Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us today for Positive Power for You with your host, inspirational teacher and speaker, Sharon Hale. You will be encouraged today with Sharon's timely message.
Good afternoon. This is Sharon Hale with Positive Power for You, so that you can grow. Today I want to talk to you about walking in the light. We are in the second chapter of 1 John, if you will turn there. And there are several places in here that show what it means by walking in the light. Now, I want to go back just a little bit and touch on last week. We talked about the benefits that are derived from walking in the light with Jesus. There are many, many benefits. They're almost endless. We have all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ, according to Ephesians 1:3. As we go through the second chapter of 1 John, I want you to be looking for these spiritual blessings along the way, as I point out certain scriptures that relate to what Christ has done for us and how he walks in the light. I want to first show you to look at verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, John is saying, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. Jesus said in John, the gospel, that I am the light of the world. He is the light, and no other light shines in the darkness. The darkness would never have been lit up except Christ come. Now then, if we look at the seventh verse back in chapter 1 of 1 John, John says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Every sin that we've ever had, any one of us, is cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Just above that, in verse 6, it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. We do not the truth. So, we cannot walk in darkness and light at the same time. The light will overcome the darkness if we allow it to. Not only does he cleanse us from all sin, but verse 2 of chapter 2 says that he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hereby, in verse 3, we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. The commandments that he gave us mostly hinge around love. If we go back into the Gospels and we look in chapter 15, verse 17, Jesus said, these things I command you, that you love one another. And another place, he commanded us to love the Lord thy God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our being. And then he said to love one another, to love each other as we love ourselves. Now, it's important to note here that if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and being, a lot of people say, well, do we keep the Ten Commandments? If you love God, you'll keep those commandments, the first four, and actually all ten of them. And if you love your neighbor as yourself, then you will keep the other six that are relative to people. So in yes, even though there's not a direct commandment to keep the Ten Commandments, they are included in the commandments of love. Because you see, love fulfills the law. That Jesus says that in several places, and it's mentioned again in Ephesians and other places, how that love fulfills the law. In other words, if you love as Christ has commanded you to love, then you'll keep the things that are necessary to keep in the law. Jesus actually expanded the Ten Commandments when he said, if you look upon a woman to lust after her, then you've committed adultery already in your heart. Well, the Ten Commandments says thou shalt not commit adultery. It's really pretty limited. Jesus said in another place, not only did he say these things I command you, that you love one another, but later on, just before he went to the cross, said a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. I'll tell you, that one covers so much. Jesus went to hell for us. He died on the cross for us. He laid down his life for us. He did all of that so that we could have healing, prosperity, all of the benefits that we talked about in the 2 weeks prior to now. He wants us to have the abundant life that he spoke of when he said, I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. And we can only do that if we love others. If we have hatred in our heart, and 1 John over here, he talks about that. In verse 20 of the fourth chapter, skip over, he said, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. You see, love fulfills the law. If you walk in the light as he is in the light, you will love those around you. You will love your brother. You will love your brethren in the Lord. You will love outsiders. And you will witness to them so that they can share the light with you and that you can have fellowship with them. The whole thing is tied up in love. We are not to hate. Hatred is of the devil. It is not of God. The Bible says that he is love. And that if we hate our brother, then we have sin in our lives. Look at back in the second chapter of 1 John again, and look at some of the things here that he talks about love. Now, if we look at verse 5 of chapter 2, whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that says he abides in him ought also so to walk, even as he walked. And Jesus, we know, walked in love. We are to walk as he walked. He is our example. He's our big brother. He's our substitute. We are to walk even as he walked. That's a huge command, a huge statement. In verse 8, we've read that earlier, how that the true light shines. Whenever we walk in that light, we will have love in our hearts towards each other. And verse 9 says, he that saith he is in the light and hates his brother is in the darkness even until now. In other words, we can't walk in the light if we have hatred in our hearts. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. Love to abide in the light. These are the commandments of Jesus. These are the ones he wants us to keep. Love one another as I have loved you. This was a new commandment Jesus said. I'll tell you, I had read that many times, but it didn't hit me. And one day I was teaching a class, and it hit me right in the face as I read that verse, what it really meant. So afterwards, I went back to an apartment that was attached to the house there, and I said, what do you mean to love one another as you have loved me? And he said, well, read it. I said, I did. I said, I'm not sure I want to love someone like you love me. You loved me enough to go to hell for me and to die for me. I'm not sure I want to do that. He said, I wasn't aware you had an option. Love is necessary. There was a person in my life at that time that I was kind of at odds with. I couldn't say that I loved that person. And I said that to the Lord. I confessed it. And I knew that I was in sin because that was against his commandment. And he taught me. He began to teach me one minute at a time to love that person, to move myself out of the way so that his love for her would flow through me. That's the only way it's done. Not easy to move that self out of the way. You can only do it, as it says in Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. It is not I who lives, but him who lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. You see, I have to crucify this self. I have to put myself out of the way so that he can flow through me and his love flow through me towards others, because he truly loves them. Not only did he give himself for me, not only did he go to hell for me, but he loves that other person that you may be at odds with, and he went to hell for them, you see, so they don't have to. He loves the whole world. For God to love the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus wants you to have that life. He wants you to walk in the light. He is in the light. To walk as he did on this earth. To be crucified with him. Putting yourself out of the way so that his love can flow through you to those two other people. We really don't have an option. We must love our brother. We must love our sisters. And we must try very hard to be at peace with them and not to be contrary wise. Everything hinges on the love of God. Not only his love for me, and my love for him, but upon his love for the whole world. You see, let's boil it down to the basics. He wants you to walk in the light. He wants you to receive him now and believe in him so that you walk in the light as he is and in the love of God, in his love, and the love for fellow man. That's all he's asking. Those are his commandments. They are not grievous, but I can tell you this, they're not all that easy to keep, because we have to do it by his grace and not do it in and of ourselves. That's the That's the secret. God bless you today, and love one another.
You ready to go outside? We're going to go out the back door.
come in here with us.